Nayib Bukele, Abrego Garcia is staying in El Salvador's custody. By Neil Monroe on April 18, 2025. El Salvador President Nayib Bukele allowed Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen to meet with deported migrant and suspected labor trafficker Kilmar Abrego Garcia. But while Bukele released Abrego Garcia from jail for the meeting, he also dampened Democrats' hopes of flying the Salvadoran migrant back to the United States. Democrats hope the migrant can play a central role in their midterm election strategy of anti-Trump PR campaigns, myriad legal reviews and appeals from crying women. Bukele said via X. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, miraculously risen from the death camps and torture. Now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. Now that he has been confirmed healthy, he gets the honor of staying in El Salvador's custody. The meeting came as more details were revealed about the 2022 police stop that showed Abrego Garcia likely served as an illegal labor trafficker just 3 years after he was approved for deportation in 2019. A leaked federal report says Abrego Garcia was driving with an expired license when he was pulled over by a policeman in Tennessee, and that there was no luggage in the vehicle, leading the encountering officer to suspect this was a human trafficking incident. All the 8 passengers gave the same home address as the subjects, Abrego Garcia, home address. Bukele posted photographs of the meeting, which do not show Van Hollen using cameras or being accompanied by the immigration activist he brought from the United States. Many Democrats are rallying around the illegal migrant, despite growing evidence that he beat his wife and also served as a street hustler for the dangerous MS-13 gang, and worked as an illegal labor trafficker in 2022. The federal report of the 2022 traffic stop, according to a source, said on December 1, 2022, subject Abrego Garcia was observed speeding and unable to maintain its lane and was subsequently pulled it over by Trooper Doug Foster, badge number 1455, of the Tennessee Highway Patrol. Upon approach to the vehicle, encountering officer noted there were 8 other individuals in the vehicle with the subject, who was identified as the driver. Subject stated he was driving 3 days ago, November 27, 2022, from Houston, Texas to Temple Hills, Maryland, via Street Louis, Missouri, to bring in people to perform construction work. There was no luggage in the vehicle, leading the encountering officer to suspect this was a human trafficking incident. All the passengers gave the same home address as the subject's home address. During the interview, subject pretended to speak less English than he was capable of and attempted to put encountering officer off track by responding to questions with questions. When asked what relationship he had with the registered owner of the vehicle, subject replied that the owner of the vehicle is his boss, and that his work is in construction. Encountering officer decided not to cite the subject for driving infractions but gave him a warning citation for driving with an expired driver's license. Subject's driver's license is a MD limited term temporary. Encountering officer gathered names of other occupants in vehicle, but could not read their handwriting, but did not pursue further due to no citation being issued. As a result, he did not pass the names, dates of birth and IDs of those individuals. No incident report number was created, but the computer-aided dispatch number is 622,057,620. The source noted that Abrego Garcia is on the transnational organized crime watch list maintained by the Federal Threat Screening Center. But Democrats are determined to ignore the policy issues raised by Abrego Garcia's ability to remain in the United States. They prefer to hide the political debate under legal arguments over much extended due process and slow-moving legal appeals that they believe will help pro-migration groups stymie the public's demand for proper enforcement of immigration law. For example, Abrego Garcia was ordered deported by a judge in 2019. But a second judge later declared he should not be deported back to his home country because he would face danger from gang members. This withholding of removal order was violated. The Trump's deputies sent him back to El Salvador. However, the withholding order was made defunct when the MS-13 gang was declared to be a terrorist organization, and is irrelevant because the gang has been dismantled. Trump immigration advisor Stephen Miller said on April 14 to a gaggle of reporters outside the White House. the courts are being used as political tools to block popular enforcement of the nation's popular immigration laws, Miller told the reporters. You think that we're going to sit around wringing our hands, wondering if, oh, maybe we should, you know, release this person. Give them a little bit of extra time, give them a little bit extra chance to plead their case. And then what? They kidnap somebody, they slit their throat, they shoot them in the head. And we say, well, at least the illegal alien got due process. They're here illegally. The only place that they deserve to go is to some country other than our country. And it's not a statistic. These are real lives. These are real families. There's whole neighborhoods, in Los Angeles controlled by illegal alien Mexican street gangs. Entire neighborhoods where you have to live in fear because of individuals here illegally engaged in extortion and crime, not to mention the fentanyl. You have cartels that have functional control over the entire northern territory in Mexico who are pumping fentanyl, lacing our drugs with this chemical. Children are ending up dead. They're going out to a weekend party, they think they're taking something safe. And they get a heart attack, and they die by the thousands. I just wish we lived in a country where the media gave one-tenth the damn as much about Americans who were murdered and brutalized and savagely killed, beaten to death, as they do about whether illegal aliens that we all agree are illegal aliens should get a million days in court and a million trials. There are 15 million illegal aliens that violated the country. If every one of them got the trial that you're asking for, it would take us centuries to remove them. Centuries. You'll be talking about this in 300, 400 years. Their great, great, great grandchildren will be the ones representing them in court. That's how long it would take. Illegal aliens who come to our country have to be removed, and they have to be removed quickly. That is an essential component of having something that we like to call a country, he said.